Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be a fine day. Cool in places, warm in others over the northern parts of Gauteng, Limpopo in the northwest. Cold over areas of Mpumalanga. And it will also be partly cloudy in the low veld, the Mpumalanga escarpment and over the eastern parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 21 degrees. Joburg 19. Emalahleni 22. Polokwane 24. And Rustenburg up to 23 degrees.
In barbecue downs on Winnie Mandela Drive southbound, a collision near Shakespeare Road, it's slowing traffic down.
A 21-year-old South African woman is expected to appear in court today after she was caught with so-called drug bullets in her stomach. She was arrested at OR Tambo International Airport on Sunday morning after she'd been landing on a flight from Sao Paulo. Police said by last night she'd released more than 110 of these drug bullets suspected to be cocaine, far more than the average drug bullets found in the intestines of other drug mules. And Brazilians are choking as fire smoke blankets around 80% of that country. As the smoke from historic wildfires spreads over Brazil, people are now going back to using face masks, the last used during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Amazon basin, usually one of the wettest places on earth, is experiencing its worst fires in nearly two decades. I'm Khadija de Souza. More news at 8.
Well, there was some big netball on last night. The varsity netball finalists have been decided after the semi-finals. UFS Kofsis will be aiming for their fifth title and UJ their first when the two teams meet at next Monday's final of the 2024 tournament. Kofsis beat defending champion Sticks 68-62 in the second semi-final in Bloemfontein. The first semi-final saw last year's runners-up UJ hold on for a 55-48 victory over Northwest University. The Confederation of African Football has announced new media rights and TV agreements for 2024-25 in sub-Saharan Africa. The rights include the premium competitions in the continent, the CAF Champions League, the Confederation Cup, Women's Champions League and Super Cup. SuperSport wrapping up the pay TV rights in English, while the SABC have secured the free-to-air rights. Cameroon Football Federation President Samuel Eto'o, meanwhile, has been handed a six-month ban by FIFA over his conduct at a women's under-20 World Cup match. The charges against the former Barcelona star relate to Cameroon's last 16 game against Brazil, which the South Americans won 3-1 after extra time. The Cameroon delegation saw red over a penalty that led to Brazil's equalizer in that match in Bogota in Colombia, and he may not attend any Cameroon matches, men or women, or any age category, but it does not affect his role as president of the federation. And US Open finalist Jessica Pegula has been dumped out of the China Open last 16. It was a little while ago by Spain's Paula Badosa to become the biggest casualty so far in Beijing. Badosa winning 6-4, 6-love, and will face Poland's Magdalena Frech or China's Zhang Shuai in the quarterfinals. As it stands, Zhang has won the first set 6-4. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
All the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness. There comes a time where you fade to the blackness, and when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold, and when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end.